Wild by Kristen Hanna, read by Leslie Howard. This one is for my son, Tucker. It seems like only a few years ago I could hold you in my arms. Now we're touring colleges and talking about your future. I am so proud of the boy you were and the man you are becoming. Soon you will be leaving your dad and me to find your own way in the world. Know that whatever you do, wherever you go, we will always love you. Real isn't how you are made, said the skin horse. It's a thing that happens to you. When a child loves you for a long, long time, not just to play with, but really loves you, then you become real. Does it hurt? Asked the rabbit. Sometimes, said the skin horse, for he was always truthful. The Velveteen Rabbit, Marjorie Williams. 1. It will all be over soon. Julia Cates had lost count of the times she told herself that very thing. But today, finally, it would be true. In a few hours, the world would know the truth about her. If she made it downtown, that was. Unfortunately, the Pacific Coast Highway looked more like a parking lot than a freeway. The hills behind Malibu were on fire again. Smoke hung above the rooftops and turned the normally bright coastal air into a thick brown sludge. All over town, terrified babies woke in the middle of the night, crying gray-black tears and gasping for breath. Even the surf seemed to have slowed down, as if exhausted by the unseasonable heat. She maneuvered through the cranky stop-and-go traffic, ignoring the drivers who flipped her off and cut in front of her. It was expected. In this most dangerous of seasons in Southern California, tempers caught fire as easily as backyards. The heat made everyone edgy. Finally, she exited the freeway and drove to the courthouse. Television vans were everywhere. Dozens of reporters huddled on the courthouse steps, microphones and cameras at the ready, waiting for the story to arrive. In Los Angeles, it was becoming a daily event, it seemed. Legal proceedings as entertainment. Michael Jackson, Courtney Love, Robert Blake. Julia turned a corner and drove to a side entrance, where her lawyers were waiting for her. She parked on the street and got out of the car, expecting to move forward confidently, but for a terrible second, she couldn't move. You're innocent, she reminded herself. They'll see that. The system will work. She forced herself to take a step, then another. It felt as if she were moving through invisible wires, fighting her way uphill. When she made it to the group, it took everything she had to smile. But one thing she knew, it looked real. Every psychiatrist knew how to make a smile look genuine. Hello, Dr. Cates, said Frank Williams, the lead counsel on her defense team. How are you? Let's go, she said, wondering if she was the only one who heard the wobble in her voice. She hated that evidence of her fear. Today, of all days, she needed to be strong, to show the world that she was the doctor they thought she was, that she'd done nothing wrong. The team coiled protectively around her. She appreciated their support. Although she was doing her best to appear professional and confident, it was a fragile veneer. One wrong word could strip it all away. They pushed through the doors and walked into the courthouse. Flashbulbs erupted in spasms of blue-white light. Cameras clicked, tape rolled. Reporters surged forward, all yelling at once. Dr. Cates, how do you feel about what happened? Why didn't you save those children? Did you know about the gun? Frank put an arm around Julia and pulled her against his side. She pressed her face against his lapel and let herself be pulled along. In the courtroom, she took her place at the defendant's table. One by one, the team rallied around her. Behind her, in the first row of gallery seating, several junior associates and paralegals took their places.